At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Bills Rams tonight, NBC and Peacock. NFL kickoff at 8:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. It'll be Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark on the sidelines. And then it'll be the Buccaneers at the Cowboys this weekend. That'll be Sunday Night Football. And the man calling all the action is Mike Tirico, NBC. Sunday Night Football play-by-play voice. How is the voice, Mike?
Well, what time is it out here, Dan? It's 7:24, so I think it's okay. It's warming up. We'll be ready in about 10 hours, whatever the heck it is.
I was talking about most painful loss that you've ever seen. Now, I mean, we could flip that and say the most incredible win you've ever seen.
Right,
but.
Right.
Being on the sidelines when Seattle threw the interception against the Patriots and Malcolm Butler, to see a shift like that happen in the span of a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And then I was there when Bill Buckner had the ball go through his legs. Those are two of the most. Now, Boston did have one more game. That was game six. Seattle had no more chances. But those are two of the more painful losses that I've ever witnessed. I was there when Joe Carter homered off Mitch Williams in Sky Dome. That didn't feel as dramatic as what happened with Seattle. Do you have one that comes to mind?
If you're leading me towards Buffalo's against Kansas City, we can go there in a second. But March 30, 1987, Keith freaking Smart. Syracuse, Indiana. I mean, that's at the Superdome in New Orleans. I'm student media at that time, working at WAER, our college radio station where all the Syracuse broadcasters work. And we got to cover it. And I'm not calling the game. I'm hosting the pregame, halftime, postgame. And I'm in the third row, and I'm on that side of the bench. And we covered the you-know-what out of Steve Alford. Alford was not going to get up a shot, and he was covered. And Keith freaking Smart made the shot. And that still hurts. March 30, 1987 is still a dark day for me. I can't stand it. The only thing that made up for it was Syracuse won the national championship with Carmelo Anthony in the dome in New Orleans. So at least going back in there hasn't been as painful. But to tonight, that Bills loss against Kansas City, when they walked off the field with 13 seconds left, they had a feeling they were hosting the AFC Championship game. And that is just a crusher. And that's what they've talked about for 7 months in Western New York. 13 seconds. Look, 13 seconds joins wide right in Buffalo parlance, you know, and the Music City Miracle. And all those plays that they'll never forget happened to the Buffalo team.
I mentioned this to start the show. If the Rams had not won the Super Bowl last year, how many people would take the Rams heading into this year? It's almost like they're avoiding them because they won the Super Bowl, and they might have gotten better in the offseason.
Yeah, because you lose Von Miller, and you go, man, you lose Von Miller. He made a difference in pass rushing for the Rams in the Super Bowl run, those playoff games. But without Von Miller, use that money in a couple of places. Bobby Wagner, so now you have a veteran, great head of the defense who has seen it all in his 10 years in Seattle, and he stays in the division, comes to the Rams. And then you add Allen Robinson as a receiver, and he has not had a quarterback anywhere near the level of Matthew Stafford. So, yes, Odell Beckham Jr. is out. He's not a part of it because of the ACL. He still may come back. The Rams have left the locker for him. He's going to be on the field before the game tonight. So the Rams are putting on the full schmooze to make sure, hey, Odell, come on back when you're healthy and you're ready. But in some ways, they might be a little bit better. I think it's going to take some time. Whitworth, the left tackle, safety position. Remember, Weddle came in late and was key for them in the playoffs. But I think you're right. There's that feeling of we haven't seen anybody repeat in over a decade and a half. So why would you pick a team to repeat when it just doesn't happen in this NFL? But this team has every opportunity to, I think.
When's the last time you went down the roster and you went, oh, that's going to be a tough name to call?
Oh, college games all the time. College games all the time. You know, so many different names, so many different countries being represented in football now. Players who come for an opportunity. Yeah, so it was weekly with Notre Dame games, that's for sure.
But how do you – it feels like you have analysts who just call him Tua now.
Like
Giannis was the Greek freak. You know, that we got to the point where we're like, I don't even want to go there. He just – Tua back to pass. Oh, Giannis with the slam.
Well, the key is they need a unique first name that helps you out. Like even might come up in the broadcast. Who knows? The Pegulas own the Bills. Their daughter, Jessica – had a great run at the U.S. Open, lost in the quarterfinals to Iga Swiatek, right? So, which would be a great – when I hear Iga Swiatek, the number one seed at the U.S. Open, I think that is a Dan Patrick highlight name. Still in my mind, there are names where DP would walk around with the shot sheet, the highlights go, Swiatek, and those are the best. And then once the joke started, you and Keith, you'd never let it go.
No.
So every time it would show up, it was priceless TV. So, yes, I still, you know, if there's a name you come across, you walk around and say it to yourself 100 times before you get on TV.
I remember when Nikolai Khabibulin.
Khabibulin.
Well, when he first came up and I got the shot sheet and I was doing the highlight and I said, how do you pronounce the goalie? Khabibulin. So the first time I went on SportsCenter, oh, man, am I playing up Nikolai Khabibulin. He was great. Nikolai Khabibulin with another save. And then I get done with the show, and I get all these voice messages. Hey, it's Khabibulin, idiot. I'm like, ugh.
Like those are the best.
You can't screw up Ron Tugnut, but I did screw up Nikolai Khabibulin. Like, damn it.
Did you do the highlight the night Tugnut made like 70 saves?
Yes, and I said,
oh my God,
he saw more rubber than a tire salesman. Ron Tugnut! I think he had like 73 saves or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boston, St. Louis, me? I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I remember like nights like that doubling over. Usually I was upstairs with Chris Myers getting ready to do the 2:30 or the 2 a.m. and you and KO were doing the show, and just there's like laughter amongst the 10 people left in the newsroom. Oh. God, those were funny days.
And we played to the camera crew. We right. played to the floor direct. That was our audience. So you never knew if it was like if you made the camera crew laugh, then right. you're like, all right, maybe somebody in America is appreciating this.
Exactly. I saw Van Pelt was on last night. They stayed around to do at least the first segment, if not the whole show live. After the tennis ended, and it was somewhere around 3 a.m. Eastern time, midnight Pacific. So, you know, Scotty always goes on the show and says, it's whatever, 12, 16 a.m. and I'm not tired. it's 3 a.m. and I am tired. Right? But we those are the fun nights, too, when we'd sit around waiting for the West Coast baseball games to end. Oh. Bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, home team trailing. Okay, good. Or home team winning. That means good. We may be on in two pitches. And invariably, the Mariners bullpen, and all due respect to the Mariners bullpen of the early 90s, that bullpen sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, we had more nights where we sat out there, 10th inning, 11th inning, 12th inning. They gave up runs and couldn't close a game.
Would be times, and it would seep into how you called the highlight. Yeah. Like, you were so mad because this game went 12 innings, and Mike Schooler gave up a home run. And you go, Mike Schooler gives up the home run. And, you know, the Red Sox win. We're talking to Mike Tirico. Be on the call tonight with Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark, and NFL kickoff at 8:30 Eastern. Last time you were truly nervous at an event?
First night of doing the Olympics in 2018 in South Korea. That's the first night. Bob Costas wasn't the primetime host of the Olympics. For whatever reason, that moment was like, oh my gosh, really? It's like Jim McKay's job and Costas's job, and now it's mine. Don't screw it up. And about a minute before, I think everybody else around was nervous for me, because you can tell when the studio's a little tense and uptight. Our studio in the broadcast center was a little tense and a little uptight. And like about a minute before, I just started cracking a couple of jokes. It was like, is everybody nervous in here? What's going on? It's got really quiet in here, which was just kind of a way to disarm everybody, including me. Just let everyone know I was okay. So that was the last time I was really a little bit nervous. You know, there's always the adrenaline, right, of getting back on the air and doing a show or doing a game or doing something new. But truly nervous, I think it was that.
Are you a Lions fan this year? Like, how do you feel about your Detroit Lions this year?
Well, I am agnostic, of course. Dan is now a returning NFL voice. I love every team equally. And hate it, every team equally. Collinsworth keeps telling me, don't worry, they're going to hate you in like 2 weeks, I promise you. It's just different. It comes with the territory. It comes with sitting next to me. I think the Hard Knocks thing was the best thing the Lions could have done, because I think folks had lost belief in the team and the franchise, and it just gave it a face and a personality and a juice and an enthusiasm. And, you know, you could have a lot of fun with Dan Campbell and some of his sound bites, but if you watched Hard Knocks, like, I go back to the second to last episode, they're in Pittsburgh, they've played the Steelers in the preseason, he's addressing the team in the locker room. And you could tell, like, Dan Campbell, the guy who knew from his decade of playing, that locker room was going to be missing about 25 guys because of cuts. Like, you could see that emotion. So in addition to the, you know, we're gonna eat people, and I don't care if you have one butt cheek, and all the stuff that he talked about, all, you know, silly stuff. Like, there's a guy who really cares about the players. And that's what I see here with Sean McVay. The guys who care about the players, that's what a player's coach is now. Like, do you really give a darn about me and what's going on in my life? And can you set that emotion and that atmosphere in our locker room? And I think the Lions have that. They were pretty close in a bunch of games last year. You know, seven or eight wins was not out of the realm of possibility for them this year, I think.
I'll leave you with this. A couple of weeks ago, you're interviewing Rory, just won the FedEx, and you emphasize the word "this" to win the FedEx this year.
Right.
Was that on purpose?
1,000%. You know, I did end up saying, given the changing whatever landscape of golf at that point, right? You're not going to sit there and start going into a live conversation. But, you know, and I've told you this off air, you're one of the best people doing interviews, because if you use a few words in a question, then every word matters. And the emphasis on the words matter. And sometimes, you know, when you have a good subject, somebody who's going to be willing to let you take them there, I'm there. And as soon as I said this year with him, he got it. He knew. And he gave an exceptional answer on not the Tour Championship or the FedEx Cup, but what it meant to do it, because he was the guy out front as the face of all this. I do say that in all great respect and care and love for you. You know, we all learn from each other, right? I mean, I pick up stuff that Ian does or Jim does or Joe does or Al does or Kevin does with Fox that, you know, hey, that's a good way to do this. We're all kind of taking a bunch of ideas and putting them in our own personality. And one thing you were always great about and still are is asking a question the right way. So, yeah, good, great, great pickup by you. I guess the professor still got it.
Oh, I'm observing, always observing there. But, you know, it was one of the first things I brought up on the show that next day. It was just, you know, Rory, you can, if you get to Rory and you get him in the right situation, he'll take the baton and he'll keep running. He doesn't hand it off. He'll keep running. Right. He'll do Absolutely. Another lap. And that's what I loved. It was quick. It was to the point. The emphasis was there. He grabbed it, seized it. And that's what made it, you know, a great answer. People always say, boy, you ask great questions. I go, how are the answers? Because if the answers aren't any good, it doesn't matter how the question is.
And if you're sitting on our side of it, when somebody's giving a great answer, because you're thinking of the follow-up, you're listening for the follow-up, right? And, okay, well, they took that follow-up. Well, they keep going. Yeah. They took that follow-up. Damn, what are we going to do now? You took the next four questions because your answer wasn't good. It was unbelievably good. But that's the joy of the job, the adrenaline of the moment and being reactive to it. I've got like 8,000 things of prep here and all this stuff. That's not the fun part is you get in the booth, the game kicks off, and you don't know where you're going to go. It's the 3.5-hour open book oral exam of did you do your prep this week? And I love the energy of that and can't wait to do it and then get on a plane and go to Dallas and pick up for the Bucks and Cowboys on Sunday for the opener of Sunday night.
I wasn't going to watch the game tonight, Paulie, but now because Mike had good visit.
He sold it.
Yeah, now I'm going to watch.
What do you mean you weren't going to watch the game?
<I'm kidding.
laughs> Get out of here.
See, that's the actor in me, Mike. You know, I do. I am an actor. Just letting
and you
know.
You play one on TV.
Yes, I'm acting right now. Come on. You're crazy. Have fun tonight, Mike. We'll be there critiquing you.
I look forward to your critiques. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Tirico. He's the voice of Football Night in America. Sunday Night Football with Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark on the sideline.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Over under, according to DraftKings, longest field goal made this season. Guys, want to guess the over-under longest field goal made this year? Yes, Todd.
62.5.
Did you look at this?
I did not. I was going to say 63.5, and then I'm like, that's a little high. I'm going to go one lower, 62.5.
62.5 it is. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I've been really good at this lately.
The longest reception this year, over-under.
Todd?
Yeah, I'll start with Todd.
73.5.
No.
Ah.
Yeah, you actually gave some thought to it, and you screwed it up. Yeah. Seton, longest reception this year, over under?
75.5.
Marv?
81.
Paul?
87.5.
94.5.
94.5!
Come on.
That's insane. Wow.
The longest rush over under this year? Todd? It's not 11. Todd?
57.5.
Seton?
94.5.
No, that was reception. Marv?
11.
84.
91.5.
Who's running 92 yards for a touchdown?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, probably is Nick Chubb or
Jonathan Taylor. Let's see. I think that's it. Those are the interesting over. What are you laughing at?
I think that's it.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, I think that's it.
I think that's it. Micah Parsons has Tom Brady open up this season. Had this to say about how Tom inspires the Cowboys linebacker.
If you're a real competitor, you look up to like Tom Brady. You look up to Kobe, that Mamba mentality. You look up to Michael Jordan. I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. You love those type of mentalities that Mike Tyson, people love Mike Tyson because how fierce he was. And, you know, you look up to that because we aspire to be that fierce or be that, you know, that strong. You got to be real strong-minded person to be you are. And for Tom to do that in New England, do it in the Bucks, I mean, he inspires me, even though I'm on defense, you know.
And he also said this about Tom Brady.
We got to get him out this league. You know, he's been dominating this league too long. He keeps coming back. He's like, I might say it to him in person than I was about to say, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
That's good. He doesn't want to be listed as a linebacker. You don't make money there. You want to be an edge rusher. You know, that's where you're trying to, like, remember when tight ends didn't want to be tight ends? They wanted, you know, Jimmy Graham wanted to be a wide receiver because that's where you make money. Vernon Davis. All right, my Super Bowl pick. Todd, I'll start with you. Do you give me some football music here, Marv. Do you have some? Marv, do you have any music? All righty. The silver and black clad masters of intimidation nearly took Joe Theismann's head off. Todd, would you like to guess my Super Bowl pick?
I would love to, Dan. Lamar Jackson over Aaron Rodgers. Ravens take down the Packers.
Wow. I like that. Seton?
The Los Angeles Chargers of Anaheim. I also had the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Marv?
I have the Chargers over the Cowboys.
Okay. Paulie.
I have you picking the Ravens over the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Ravens, Buccaneers.
All right. I did not pick the Ravens, even though I love the Ravens. That's my sneaky pick this year. I didn't pick the Buccaneers. It just feels like there's something that's off-center there. Mm-hmm. Love the Rams. I did not pick the Rams. Kansas City Chiefs, I thought, and I think, people are underselling them. That's still a great team. You got a great quarterback. You got a great coach.
So you picked them to be in the Super Bowl.
I did not pick the Chiefs.
The value pick, though? The Chiefs?
No, the Ravens are a value pick. Wait, where's the music? What are you doing?
Nothing. It stopped. And it just reset it.
Well, how long's the loop go?
About a minute 30.
Oh, okay.
We keep it rolling.
Well, why don't we edit it so it goes 3 minutes for next year when I make my pick. My pick for the Super Bowl. I think somebody actually may have guessed this. The Green Bay Packers. And the L.A. Chargers of Anaheim.
Whoa.
Wow. Nailed it.
Who's the winner?
I have the Chargers winning.
Now, how many years in a row have you picked the Chargers to go deep into the playoffs?
Well, it was a few, and then I backed off. And then I'm back on. I can't quit them. I can't quit you. I loved Kansas City. I like Kansas City and Green Bay. I like the Rams. Initially, I was going to have the Rams in the Super Bowl, and I just thought history is not on my side if I pick it, even though I think their division is going to be extremely tough, and they bang each other up. I was also looking at the path of least resistance, which I got Green Bay, but that doesn't make any sense for taking the Chargers because you're in the toughest division of football. So, recapping, I have the Chargers against the Green Bay Packers. Chargers winning the Super Bowl. I don't feel very confident about it. Because I truly wanted to pull the trigger on the Ravens and the Packers. I can always change my mind next hour.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Dan Patrick.
Oh, it's a prediction guaranteed to go wrong. I've got the Chargers and the Packers in the Super Bowl. I did strongly consider the Ravens. I like the Ravens a lot, maybe more than I should. I do fall in love. Like, sometimes you have a crush. I fall in love. Like, I'm ready to move in and give you my bank account. And that was the feeling. And I've done this with the Chargers before, where I go, no, I think this is the year. Nope, I think. And then they get to the playoffs. They go, nope, this isn't the year. Green Bay, yes, I'm worried about the wide receivers, but I think that defense is really good. I think they got a great running game. You know, offensive line, Bakhtiari being healthy. You know, there's a lot of things. Everybody has a question mark or two. I started to look at the Rams and go, how does it go wrong? And I kept coming back to Matthew Stafford and his health. Although John Wofford is considered a very good backup quarterback. Case Keenum's the backup quarterback with the Buffalo Bills if something would happen to Josh Allen. I couldn't follow everybody on the Buffalo Bills here. Love the story. Be great if they won a Super Bowl for that city. But I started to think, okay, do I love the Chiefs? I love a lot as well. Because I think people are underplaying how good the Chiefs still are. Yeah, they lost Tyreek Hill. They're still a great team. But it feels like sometimes we're looking for that new story. And Buffalo Bills, the struggle, and maybe they could win a championship. The Chargers, always disappointing. Always find the banana peel. But I love Justin Herbert. They got skilled position. You got some impact players on defense. I like their coach. But it's, you know, when you're, it's like throwing darts in the dark where you're going, all right, who are you picking? And I strongly considered Kansas City against Green Bay. Tampa Bay, it still feels like there's unrest there. Like it just doesn't feel as syncopated as you would want from a Tom Brady-led team. Todd Bowles, new head coach, no Gronk, got injuries, the offensive line. But I didn't consider too many other teams. So it was the Rams, Green Bay, a little bit Tampa Bay. And then in the AFC, it felt like there's maybe five or six teams. Yeah, Paulie.
I like your Ravens move. It makes a lot of sense. I don't think the Ravens have had two losing seasons in a row under Harbaugh. They seem to be always 10, 11, 12 wins.
Yeah.
And occasionally an off year, but an off year for them is 8-8 historically.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, I don't know what's going to happen with the contract and if it's done by tomorrow or it's not done by tomorrow. Does he play differently? But, yeah, those are just some of the things, you know, trying to factor this in. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The season kicks off tonight, NBC and Peacock. Peacock, our streaming partner. Watch the Bills and the Rams that kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock, the pregame show on NBC and Peacock. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Johnny Avello is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook Operations. In other words, he knows how to gamble. And what do you think about my pick there, Johnny? I got the Chargers-Packers in the Super Bowl.
Dan, you were all over the place, so I don't know which one was actually your pick.
No, it's Chargers-Packers. I had to give you my reasoning for how I came to that conclusion.
I understand. No, okay. that's a good pick. You know what? You're staying away from all the chalk, which is usually a good thing to do. You know, you mentioned the Bills. You know, the Bills have just run across hard times for so many years, and so many things have gone wrong. They certainly have the talent to get there, but Tom Brady won a Super Bowl so many times, and you know, it wasn't always because they were the better team. It's because they were fortunate, and that's the way I see it. You have to be fortunate. Good luck has to come upon you to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but would you rather go, like all the money is going towards Buffalo right now, right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct. Okay. Buffalo's our number one choice to win the Super Bowl.
And what's your pick?
I'm a bookmaker. I'm not supposed to be picking teams to win. I'm just supposed to be booking the action. No, seriously, I've bet Buffalo in the past, but I got them at much better odds than 5.5 to 1. So I think Buffalo is the team to beat, but that is such short odds. You can't take that price at this time during the season before we've even had a snap. There's some teams out there, I think, you know, longer shots that, you know, could have. You mentioned the Ravens. I think that's one. The Eagles you didn't mention. You know, the unsophisticated and sophisticated bettors both are on that team to win the NFC East. So, you know, that could also be a pick. And, you know, the Vikings, if the Packers don't materialize, there's always a chance there. I wouldn't go much further down the line, though, than the Patriots at 50-1. So that includes teams like the Raiders, the Cards, the Titans. You know, all those teams have an outside shot.
Is there a Bengals team this year that you see?
I like the season last year. Can they, you know, do a similar thing, you know, only lose games by your losses are 3 points or less? I don't know.
But is there a team that will be this year's Bengals?
That's a hunt. Well, the Bengals were about 125-1 at one point last season. So who's going to let's go with our Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
They are not that type of price, but they are in that 40-45-1 range. They have the pieces. I think it's up to Derek Carr.
And how involved are you with setting the line as a bookmaker?
We have a large team, so I'm a consultant for the team now. When I had ran the bricks and mortar locations in Las Vegas, I only had a team of 7 guys, so I pretty much primarily had to do all the work. But now that we have a trading team of 75 plus,
wow,
we rely on a lot of other guys to do the work in various sports.
Give me the game that still haunts you as a bookmaker in Vegas.
That would be the Seattle New England game with Seattle on the 1 yard line. And we have a decision of a couple million dollars to the plus for the house. And we know that we know Seattle's winning that game. They're just giving the ball to Lynch and he's running in. It's the end of the game. They elect the pass. And so that's a turnaround of $4 million.
What's it like when you lose a bet like that in the room?
When you lose in the room, if you have that type of decision, then the general public is on the opposite side. So they went absolutely nuts because I was down in the room when that happened.
Oh.
For the bookmaker, it's if you've been in the business long enough, it's let's move on. We have another not football game tomorrow, but we have a basketball game tomorrow. So, you know, we start a whole brand new season. Bookmakers, you just don't cry. You just move on.
How much money is on the Rams to repeat?
They're not looking at the Rams this year. The Rams are in the middle of the pack. So there's a lot of other teams above the Rams. The Bills are ahead of the Rams. The Bucks are ahead of the Rams, Packers. You know, we already mentioned the Bills, Chargers. So their Chargers are actually one of the picks that are in the top three. So, you know, they're not looking at the Rams repeating at least early in the season, but remember these futures are up all season long and will be adjusted. They'll be up even while the games are being played.
What's the best piece of advice you've given a bettor?
Stay within your limits. Don't chase. You know, have a game plan. Do this for entertainment.
I remember I'd bet college football, and if I lost, then I would go, I'd double up on the NFL on Sunday. And then I always had Monday night as a bailout. And that's what you mean by chasing, where you know, you cut your losses, you have to swallow your pride, and then just try to bet smart. And we rarely do that.
Exactly. How did you feel after you lost that, you know, that double up bet? You didn't feel too good, did you?
You know what, Johnny? I never enjoyed the win as much as I hated the loss. So when I won, it wasn't as big a deal. When I lost, so the pain was something that always would override the joy of winning.
Yeah, I know there is pain in losing, but that goes for anything, doesn't it?
Why do you have a scale in the background there of your room?
Well, that's an old scale, Dan, that I picked up at an antique store. It was in pretty bad shape when I got it, and I got it to where it's in good shape now. I don't need to weigh myself. I just thought it was a nice old-time looking scale.
I thought it might have been from a weigh-in at a Vegas fight, like Holyfield Tyson or something.
Well, you all right, Dan? I'll tell you the truth. It's how I weigh the money that we win on.
Wow! You might need one of those scales where they weigh cattle. You know, where you can put something a little heavier on there, Johnny. Have fun tonight, and we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Have a good day.
That's Johnny Avello. He is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook Operations. He runs the book there, or at least helps them run the book.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Steve Palazzolo, our good buddy, senior analyst at Pro Football Focus, co-host of Pro Football Focused NFL podcast. He joins us on the program. Best roster talent right now going into this season is who, Steve?
That is the Buffalo Bills. I think when you look at the Bills and what they have built and adding Von Miller to the mix, I think they have, look, when you're building around a young quarterback, the Bills are like the blueprint right now for how to build around Josh Allen with the wide receiver talent, with Stephon Diggs, with Gabriel Davis. And Von Miller comes in to add to that defensive line. And once Tre'Davious White gets healthy at cornerback, I think there's a reason why a lot of people have the Bills as the favorite for the Super Bowl, because they're pretty good all around.
Okay, but is there a big drop off between 1 and 2 with roster talent?
No, I mean, I think the top five is pretty close. When you look at a team like the Bucs, you know, I think people might be sleeping on the Bucs because Tom Brady took a little vacation during training camp and Rob Gronkowski retired, but you still bring in a Julio Jones, all of the other receiver talent. You know, a couple questions on the offensive line, but the Bucs are up there. The Chiefs are still up there, even though there's some question marks there. The Packers are still good. I just think those other teams just have more question marks when it comes to top to bottom talent than a team like the Bills.
But you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and they prided themselves on having a great receiving core. You lose Tyreek Hill. Kansas City fans look at that offense, and what are they going to think this year?
I think they'll take a step back before they take a step forward. You know, I think there'll be some growing pains with Juju Smith-Schuster, with, you know, the rookie Sky Moore, with Marquez Valdes-Scantling trying to replace some of the deep threat that Tyreek Hill was. But the Chiefs made a decision to be better everywhere, you know, just to have a better roster rather than just a great receiving core. So I think it's going to show up on the defensive side of the ball. The two rookies, George Karlaftis in the first round, Trent McDuffie at corner, both of those guys should improve that team. But I think the offense takes a bit of a step back. There'll be some games where the Chiefs might be saying, man, we could use a big play. We could use that, you know, 10-yard pass that turns into a 60-yard touchdown that Tyreek Hill brought to the table. But I think the Chiefs in the long term are going to be a better team because they essentially replaced Tyreek Hill with five players. But it might, you know, the offense might not be as explosive this season.
Talk me out of picking the Chargers for the Super Bowl.
No, that's who I picked on the PFF NFL podcast this week. That was my, I said they go through the wild card round. But listen, here's what how I would talk you out of it, or myself. I've been hyping the Chargers for the last 10 years. You know, they're like the offseason darlings.
You and me both. Right. I've been doing this. I've been punished. I've been hurt. I've been let down.
They're the offseason darlings, but they do let us down with some crazy. But I think Brandon Staley's changing it. He's changing the mentality. They're going to be aggressive. We know they're going to go for it on fourth down. They're going to maximize possessions. Justin Herbert's balling. And you add Khalil Mack to the mix. You add a J.C. Jackson. And I think that team is really set up for success.
Boy. More likely, well, the Rams make the Super Bowl or they don't make the playoffs. More likely.
Oh, I'd say... Let me say Rams make the Super Bowl just because the NFC is not nearly as deep as the AFC.
Okay.
I do think the NFC West is strong with the 49ers there and the Cardinals. But I think that the elites of the NFC, the Packers and Bucks and the Rams, I think they're going to be there at the end. Whereas in the NFC, the AFC, I think you're looking at some of these, you know, if the Bengals didn't make the playoffs, would we be all that surprised? Maybe not, just because it's so deep in the AFC. So I think the NFC has a little bit tighter path where the Rams could make the Super Bowl again.
He's a senior analyst at Pro Football Focus and co-host of the Pro Football Focus NFL podcast, Steve Palazzolo, joining us. I look at the rosters with the Eagles. I look at the rosters with the Cardinals and also the Raiders. And my big question mark is quarterback. And maybe I shouldn't have as much of a question mark with Kyler Murray as I do with the other, but am I wrong in that? That I should, you know, does Pro Football Focus, how do they look at Jalen Hurts, Derek Carr, and Kyler Murray?
No, I mean, I think when you're looking at the best quarterbacks in the league and you're looking at is quarterback a question mark, you're trying to say, is this guy a top eight guy that I can believe in every single year? And if you're asking, is Kyler Murray there yet? Maybe not. You know, I think he was top eight-ish last year, certainly dropped off the second half of the year, but he's gotten better every single season. I feel confident in Kyler Murray, at least putting the Cardinals in position to succeed. I think Derek Carr is probably on the fringe of that, kind of how I thought Matthew Stafford had been for his 10-plus years in Detroit. Nobody was saying nobody should have been saying Matthew Stafford was a top 10 quarterback of his era, because there was a pretty distinct top eight or nine. But once those guys retired, Stafford could kind of slide in there. I think Carr has that ability. And Carr plus Davante Adams now, I think we're going to see fireworks there. I think the Raiders have the playmakers that Derek Carr could have one of his best seasons. And we're going to revisit that halfway through the year and be like, man, this guy's on pace for 5,000-plus yards and 40 touchdowns. Maybe he's better than we thought. And the Jalen Hurts one is fascinating because I think the Eagles have taken advantage of the fact that he is on this rookie contract. They could go on draft night and say, what's better to come out of the first round than with an A.J. Brown, than with a game-changing wide receiver? And that's going to make Devontae Smith, last year's first-round receiver, all the better.
Yeah.
That's going to make this running game that they turned to around week six or seven last year, that's going to make the run game plus the ability to win through the air. You know, they just have more flexibility on offense. So I think they've done a great job building around Jalen Hurts. Now it's a matter of, okay, can you go win games for us? That is a big question mark still for the Eagles, though.
Okay, how do you rate gauge Trey Lance, because you don't have a large sample size? So how does Pro Football Focus look at him this season?
Yeah, for me, it's just looking at his skill set and trying to project what's going to happen there. And the two big things for me is the 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo had one of the most efficient passing attacks in the NFL, and they did it without a lot of downfield passes. Jimmy Garoppolo had one of our lowest big time throw rates, so those special throws down the field, but he was still number two in the NFL in yards per attempt. meaning there's open receivers, there's yards after the catch, there's a great system in place. Trey Lance has the ability to make those big time throws. He has the ability to throw the ball 40 plus yards down the field and stretch the field in a way that Kyle Shanahan has not in a long time. And then you add Trey Lance's rushing ability, and the Shanahans are just known for making life difficult for defenses when it comes to the run game. You add in a run threat like Trey Lance, and there's a million different things that the Niners can do. So I feel like Trey Lance has a skill set that even if he has some growing pains, even if he's not making every perfect read or not as efficient as Jimmy Garoppolo throw for throw, Trey Lance can add big playability both through the air and on the ground, and that makes the 49ers pretty scary with Kyle Shanahan calling the plays.
Your concerns about Dak Prescott are?
The last time we saw Dak Prescott without Amari Cooper, so right in the middle of the 2018 season, and there was a point in Dak's career where he was dropping off. He had a good rookie year. He had two seasons after that where, for us, PFF grades, he ranked around 19th or 20th, and then Amari Cooper showed up. And once he had Dak, those good receivers around him, his production went through the roof, and he's been consistent. And probably some of it is just his regular development, but Dak hasn't had a non-top three receiving core in years. So he's had this incredible supporting cast, offensive line plus receivers. Now you've got three new starters on the offensive line. You have no Amari Cooper. CeeDee Lamb can step up into that spot, but you have an injured Michael Gallup trying to come back. The Cowboys have been at their best with an excellent top five-ish type of offensive line and a top three type of receiving group, and we don't have that this year for Dallas. So for me, it's the supporting cast, and can Dak elevate the rest of that roster? Because we haven't really seen him need to do that in 4 or 5 years now.
The worst roster talent-wise is located where?
I think it's between Chicago or Houston. You know, I think both teams are rebuilding. You know, Chicago, it's probably the Bears just because they legitimately gutted that roster. The Texans, they waited for the whole Deshaun Watson thing, and then they started to add talent back to the roster. They started to, but Chicago has questions on the offensive line, out wide at receiver. All of their defensive playmakers are young or in their first couple of years. Roquan Smith, you know, might be the guy that they're going to build around, but he's a linebacker. So I think it's the Bears. You know, it's year two of Justin Fields, and unfortunately, I don't know that we're going to get a great gauge for what Fields can do just because the whole supporting cast is certainly not there. But I get it. Ryan Poles had to come in. He had a salary cap. He had salary cap issues. They didn't have a ton of draft picks, and they're starting to build it up from scratch in Chicago.
Have fun tonight. Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Dan. Happy football.
Happy football. Absolutely. Steve Palmazzola.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.